Good morning and welcome to your daily nerd brief for August 4th, 2018. We're going to do this a little different this time. I'm just, instead of making show notes and everything, I'm just going to go in and read everything that's going on to you. Well, let's start with Saga, Image Comics comic book Saga. Brian K. Vaughan and Fiona Staples decided after issue 54, they're going to take a little break. Not the normal, you know, 2 or 3 month break like they've been taking, but they're talking about taking about a year off. They are not taking this lightly. They just feel like they need some time off. It's a very popular series. I can understand. If you've never read Saga, you're missing out. It's like Romeo and Juliet, Star Wars, all mixed up. Really good characters, really good storyline. If you have a chance to pick up Saga and read it, you can pick up the trade paperbacks, catch up really quick. In fact, now you can really catch up because we're going to take a year break after 54, so that gives you a year to catch up. All right, next on the agenda, American Horror Story. I believe right now they're filming season 8. They said that all these seasons kind of have a lot to do with each other. They're bringing back for season 8 a lot of the originals. I think a lot of people have been staying with it anyway. So after this, you have at least 2 more seasons of American Horror Story. I know it's really popular. I've watched a couple episodes here and there. I never got hooked on it. It looks good from what I can tell. I have so many other things on my DVR. I haven't gotten around to this. I'll probably binge watch it and catch up on all the seasons at once. And I'll let you guys know what I think about it. The new season, American Horror Story Apocalypse, will premiere September 12th on FX. Okay, Sons of Anarchy fans, you're going to kind of get some more Sons of Anarchy. It's going to be a little different. It's covering the Mayans. The Mayans Motorcycle Club is going to get their own show, but there are going to be a lot of flashbacks that have Sons of Anarchy characters in them, because those two clubs were kind of, they did a lot of crossover type stuff, a lot of clashing, a lot of collaboration. One person we're probably going to see a lot of in the flashbacks is Gemma, just because Katie Sagal is married to Kurt Sutter and she's in a lot of his stuff. But they say to expect to see quite a bit of other cameos in there. Who doesn't want to see some more of Opie or maybe Tig? Or I can't wait to see this one myself. The first episode of the Mayans Motorcycle Club, Mayans MC, I think is the title of the show, is going to premiere September 4th. So mark your calendars on that one. Okay, Shogun. If you're familiar with the novel by James Clavell, if not, I seem to remember in the 80s they had a TV series with Richard Chamberlain, a little mini series over five days. My mom was infatuated with Richard Chamberlain, so of course she watched that. She loved it. I never really got a chance to watch it. I wasn't allowed. It was past my bedtime. But now I'm probably going to watch this. FX is going to make a 10-episode limited series based on that best-selling novel, Shogun, by James Clavell. It looks really good. I haven't read the book. Maybe I should probably read the book before this so I have a good opinion on it. This is going to it's going to be shot in the UK and Japan, produced by FX, like I said. Looking forward to this one. Don't see a release date here. So obviously still in development. But you can look for that, Shogun. Who doesn't like Japanese feudal samurai type stuff? So I will definitely be checking that one out. Okay, when the people in Hollywood and on TV run out of ideas, what do? Oh, they grab a popular old series from the 80s, 70s and reboot it. I told you the other day about Alf getting a reboot. Well, Facts of Life is going to get a reboot now. That's in works at Sony. If you ever watched Facts of Life, it was set in a girl's school. It was a girl's dorm at a school. Charlotte Ray, I think, won quite a few awards for that show. Lisa Welchel, the blonde rich girl. Mindy Kahn, Nancy McKeon. I used to have a crush on Nancy McKeon. Kim Fields. So the only thing we know about this is it's getting a reboot. from Sony TV. I don't see when. I don't. It doesn't even say that it started filming yet. The original show, it was one of the longest-running sitcoms in the 80s. Got nominated for 3 Primetime Emmy Awards, including lead actress for Charlotte Ray. So yeah, if you liked Facts of Life back then, like I did, you're crossing your fingers they don't ruin it for you with this new reboot. Rob Riggle, you might know him from The Daily Show. He was one of the correspondents on The Daily Show. I think he had a brief stand on Saturday Night Live. He's been in a few movies here and there too. He always plays the loud, boisterous, in your face type guy. He's going to be joining Leah Remini and Caitlin Olson in a comedy pilot. The premise for this pilot sounds kind of interesting. I like Rob Riggle in short doses. I don't know if I can take a full series with him as one of the main stars. We'll see. I love Leah Remini, so hopefully they play off of each other well, like she did with Kevin James and King of Queens. This is another one that has no upcoming date. It's going to be on Fox Network, though. So we will keep our eye out on Fox to see when they plan on putting this out. Okay, Cosmic Ghost Rider. It's not a spoiler. This has been out for a while. Cosmic Ghost Rider is Frank Castle, the Punisher. First, he got the Ghost Rider power from Mephisto. And then he got, you know, the power from Thanos, becoming Thanos' right-hand man. Set in an alternate universe, of course, of Earth TRN 666, where Thanos has killed pretty much every living thing, you know, save a few people. It's, like I said, it's alternate universe. They're allowed to take liberties with a lot of the characters and story. Timeline continuity means nothing in alternate universes, so they're having fun with this. It's actually pretty good. They have Howard the Duck got the stones of Sidorak, or the gem of Sidorak, the one that Juggernaut takes his power from. So you have Juggerduck. They have Cable is leading the Guardians of the Galaxy in this universe. If you haven't picked up Cosmic Ghost Rider, it's if you're one of those people who just likes alternate takes on things, not worried about timeline or continuity, pick up Cosmic Ghost Rider. I think you're going to like it, especially with the direction they're going with a lot of these alternate characters, tongue-in-cheek type stuff. They're not taking themselves too seriously, and it's a lot of fun. Okay, Flash, the movie with Ezra Miller. I know there was a lot of concern after Justice League came out. People were worried if they were going to put DC superhero movies on hiatus until they figured out why they are not doing well at the box office. Well, obviously you've seen the trailers for Aquaman, so you know that they've decided to go ahead and start pushing. Looks like they're going in a different direction with Aquaman. It's more humorous. With Flash, that's the perfect character to push a lot of the humor through on a DC character instead of being dark and brooding like a lot of the DC movies have been so far. Maybe that's why. I mean, I loved them. A lot of people, they just want to see, they love the Marvel formula where there's little action, little humor, little action, more humor. So maybe DC is looking at that and taking notes, because Flash or Aquaman looks like it's going that direction. And seeing Flash in the Justice League movie, I can believe they would go that direction with him also. Hasn't started filming yet. It's going to start filming early next year. They're saying February 2019. In Atlanta, Georgia, if there's enough room in Atlanta for them and Walking Dead, we'll see. So that one, like I said, all they have is a film start date. They don't have a on-screen date. They're looking at sometime in 2020, which makes sense, you know, about a year of editing afterwards, after the filming. So I can't wait. I know a lot of people don't like Ezra Miller. I thought he did a killer job being Flash in Justice League. Maybe just a touch too goofy, but that's they're wanting a little comic relief, so I can understand that. Maybe a little more serious in his own solo movie. Okay, Bruce Willis fans, and I know there's a few. Die Hard. They are making another Die Hard. It's not going to be a sequel. It's going to be a prequel. It's Die Hard Year One. They are working and they are bringing Bruce Willis in. So there will be some continuity there. You don't have to believe another character is playing that lead character. So they Die Hard Year One. They announced it October 2015. They've been working on a script. I guess that they didn't have a script for the first couple years. They are going to start filming, I believe, this year. So they're going to have a lot of it's going to be a lot of flashback scenes instead of just bookending it with the older John McClane at the beginning and the end. It'll be a lot of throwback type stuff. No idea if this is going to be set in wintertime around Christmas. That might be a little tongue-in-cheek thing to do since Bruce Willis said Die Hard was not a Christmas movie. I don't agree with him. It's one of my favorite Christmas movies, Die Hard and Gremlins. You got to watch those two around Christmas. So if they're going to start filming this year, you're probably looking middle of 2019 to see Die Hard Year One on the big screen. We will see a lot of things that formed John McClane's persona, why he acts the way he does. Looking forward to this. I don't know if they're going to do some CGI effects to make Bruce Willis look younger in the flashback scenes, or if they're going to cast somebody to play a younger Bruce Willis. They have not specified anything I can see. So we'll see what happens with that. Seeing Bruce Willis younger with hair might be interesting. Even back in Moonlighting, he was losing his hair. So women don't seem to mind. We'll see. Okay, Fargo, the Coen brothers' big movie hit, which spawned a really good TV series, crime series. They're getting ready to go into season four. I really enjoyed the Fargo TV series. So far, they've all been really good in my eyes. Especially this past season with Ewan McGregor playing the two brothers. They have announced that the new crime boss, the big bad in season four, is going to be Chris Rock. I'm interested to see if he can pull this off playing the bad guy. He's always played the goofy, funny, comedic type thing in the movies he's been in. Now he's going to play the bad guy. I want to see if he can be menacing. Obviously Chris Rock's the lead of one of them. So we will see how that turns out for Mr. Rock. You guys who like your Netflix superhero shows, Daredevil, which was the one who started it all, one of the probably more brutal ones up there with Punisher, a lot of people getting hurt and bloodied up on Daredevil. Got renewed for season three. Confirmed for a 2018 release. That's this year, 2018. So we're going to get to binge on some more Daredevil. Let's see if they can do some more. Those choreographed fight scenes were just so amazing in this past season. A lot of the hallway fights. Maybe they can move out of the hallways. I'm tired of seeing confined space fights. Principal photography wrapped up in May. Supposedly inspired by Frank Miller, his classic Daredevil series. And if you ever read that, it's one of the better Daredevil series that's been in comics. Bringing back a lot of the old actors from the previous seasons. They have Vincent D'Onofrio listed here, so we're going to see some Kingpin. Kingpin, a Daredevil staple villain. He's a villain for a few other people, but with Daredevil, he's one of the big ones. Don't know if we're going to see any cameos from, Punisher, Jessica Jones, or any of the other Hell's Kitchen superheroes. I'd have to say they love putting at least little references in there. So keep your ears open. Maybe you'll hear them mention some of the other characters. Look for that in 2018. No date besides the year. So I'm sure when they announce it, it'll be a quick thing, and a lot of people will be binge getting your bandwidth. Netflix will go crazy. Space Jam. You guys remember that show with Michael Jordan, the movie, not the show, where he helped all the Looney Tunes defeat the aliens. in basketball. they've been talking about a sequel for years now with LeBron James, but he's been so busy with basketball. I mean, I believe they've gone to the finals or been in the playoffs pretty much every year. So he's been really busy playing basketball and plus his other commitments. Now that he's a Los Angeles Laker, it sounds weird. LeBron James is a Laker. Anyway, let's see. He's going to be in LA. It'll be a lot easier for him to start filming. That was the main reason why they really haven't done it yet. They hadn't had time to get him in there to film. So we will see Space Jam 2 hopefully very soon, next year or two. No word on whether Bill Murray's going to reprise his role. Bill Murray's great and everything, so let's hope he comes in off the bench in Space Jam 2 and helps him defeat. I don't know I don't even see a storyline, so I don't know what the story is going to be about, but with the name Space Jam, you figure it's going to have something to do with aliens again. Okay, back to comics. Death of the Inhumans. I don't want to, there may be spoilers in here, so I apologize. Black Bolt. A lot of the Kree have come back. The Kree are the ones who actually invented the Inhumans. They made all the Inhumans. They are coming back now, and they are hunting the Inhumans. They just want to kill them off. It's like they're ending their science experiment or something. Sorry, that was my dogs. They, like I said, are hunting down the Inhumans. They've killed a bunch of them. Black Bolt is searching for all the Kree. And as he comes across the Inhumans that have been killed, he's writing their names down. You find out why later. He, if you don't know about Black Bolt, his voice, anytime he says anything, it sends out these shockwaves that destroy things. So when he comes across the Kree, he just starts reading off the names of all the dead Inhumans that he's found, like a black eulogy, paying tribute to the ones who've been killed. To the end of the Inhumans number two, it looks like Vox, who is like the ultimate Inhuman, but he's working for the Kree, catches up with Black Bolt, and he takes away his power by slicing, so it doesn't kill him, cuts his throat, so he can't use his voice powers. So we will see what that means for the Inhumans going forward. Without their biggest hitter out there to try to help them get rid of the Kree who are trying to kill them. Sorry for any spoilers. I warned you ahead of time. This one may have some spoilers in it also, so you might want to fast forward. Justice League Dark, they're doing it. They're getting real interesting. They're looking at the history of magic in the DC universe, kind of the origin of magic, explaining magic in the DC universe. It's a lot farther reaching than what you would think. I mean, all the way up to Shazam, they're trying to tie into the magic stuff. What they're saying is Zatanna, her father, that family is kind of like the gatekeepers of magic in the DC universe. They're saying there's a group called the Other Kind who either gave magic or loaned magic to Earth, or maybe we stole it, doesn't matter. No Justice storyline, they punched a hole accidentally into the time wall. Let me see exactly what I was trying to say. Yeah, anyway, they damaged it, and it was it allowed the Other Kind to possibly come back, and they're wanting to repossess magic. They want to take it back. They're saying the Earth is not using magic the way they had intended. So they're coming to take it back. Of course, our magic users probably don't want to give that up. So you're going to see all the DC Universe magic users, even all the way up to Detective Chimp, who is now the new Nightmaster, going up against these Other Kind, trying to stop them from taking magic back away from Earth, because we've come to rely on it pretty heavily. Even Wonder Woman, Paradise Island is based in a lot of magic. A lot of these characters' powers are magic based that you wouldn't even think about, such as Shazam, Wonder Woman, a lot of that stuff. They're even saying the gods, all the gods on Earth, are gods because of magic. So it is going to be pretty far reaching. Let's see how it affects the rest of the DC universe. I've really liked Justice League Dark, so we will see. Okay, The Simpsons. Everybody knows now that Disney acquired 21st Century Fox, or at least a lot of their key assets. The problem is one of those was The Simpsons. So it's really weird because you have one studio that produces The Simpsons and the other broadcasts it. So they're saying it's such a popular and Emmy-winning series that there's no plans for them to cease producing this. So we can expect to see The Simpsons for quite some time, according to these guys. The new season's coming back September 30th. I think it's their 29th or 30th season, which is amazing. Let's see. The Forgive and Regret episode was the 636th episode in the series. That's a lot. That's a lot of seasons there. So you can, if you're a Simpsons fan, which who isn't, they've gone through some ups and downs and lulls, but overall it's still a really good show. They're going to be around for a while, so don't fret. Hey. And Toyetica are all going to digital only. They won't be printing anymore. I guess they were losing money printing it, so they decided to go digital only. There was an outcry from their readers, so they're going to put it out as a trade paperback copy, because even as convenient as digital is, people still want that hard copy in their hand to collect. It's really hard to collect bookshelves full of digital copies. It says, oh, look, here's my account. I have all these in my account. No, people like to show off. That's why, you know, the omnibuses and trade paperbacks and such are so popular. People, they look good on the shelf. People like to sit down with it in their hand to read. And you don't have to worry about power. You can always read the paper, whether you have power or not. Okay, Scott Snyder, you probably know him from his run on Batman. Kind of redefined Batman, made him so popular on his run with him and Greg Capullo. You know now, well, if you didn't know, I'm telling you, Scott Snyder is on Justice League, and he said he is going to be on Justice League for at least 50 issues. They are going to do every story arc will be self-contained, but they will build on each other. And supposedly every five or so issues on Justice League, they're going to hand the reins over to James Tynion and let him tell the story from the villain's point of view. I like that idea, as you always see the story from the good guys. You don't really see it from the bad guys' point of view, why they're doing things. I think it's really interesting that they're doing that. I don't know if I'd want to see a full series of it, so I'm glad that they're just doing it every five issues or so. All these story arcs, like he said, are building on each other. It's supposedly going to culminate in something very big in 2019. We will see. Justice League issue number 6 comes out August 15th, in about 2 weeks. Issue 5, the one that just came out not long ago, is the one told from the villain's point of view. So you can probably pick that up off the shelf now. Go grab Justice League number 5. Read it. I'm going to see if I like the villain's point of view. Scott Snyder's got big plans. Let's see if he brings them to fruition. Marvel Rising, Ms. Marvel, Squirrel Girl number 1. You might not have noticed. If you picked this up, you may have noticed when you read it, there's a full page missing out of the comic. Yeah, Marvel dropped the ball there somehow, or the printers. A whole page was missing, so they're going to be sending replacement copies of that comic to the stores that ordered them. We'll see what happens from that. It's not the first, not the only recent mistake Marvel has made. They sent out the flyers for Fantastic Four number 1 coming out, which I'm going to talk about here in a few minutes. The date, they had the wrong date on the flyers for Fantastic Four number 1. They had it coming out August 1st. It's not coming out till next week. So Marvel, whoever's doing your spell check, checking up on things, dropping the ball, man. You're doing bad things. The corrected version of the Marvel Rising Ms. Marvel Squirrel Girl number one, they're expecting to be out August 15th. Contact your stores to find out how they're going to take care of that. I don't know how Diamond is going to charge the stores for it, so we will see how it gets passed on to you, the consumer. Okay, Spider-Gwen fans, she's getting a new series. It was originally going to be called Spider-Gwen, a.k.a. Ghost Spider. They're changing that. The only thing they're doing is dropping the a.k.a. and putting a hyphen in. It's not a big deal. Supposedly coming out October 24th. It's Spider-Gwen. It's an alternate universe. She's in Earth 65. It's what if, you know, Gwen Stacy had gotten the Spider-Man powers. She's proven to be a pretty popular character. I've only read a few of them. I'm kind of indifferent toward them. She's got a really cool costume, the black, white, and pink. Not sure how that helps her blend in, sneak up on people, but it's not a bad-looking costume. The character's okay. It's very popular with everybody else, though, so expect to see more Spider-Gwen stuff coming up, especially with this Spider-Gwen Ghost Spider coming up. Probably a lot of miniseries, I would guess. I don't think there's enough there for them to have an ongoing. I mentioned Fantastic Four number one. It's coming out August 8th. There's no less than 20 or so variant covers thing. It's a crazy amount of variants. Ever since Secret Wars, we really haven't seen Fantastic Four. The whole original Fantastic Four plus the two kids, Franklin and Valeria. Fantastic Four, wildly popular. One of the first team-up groups that did really well. Looking forward to seeing a good writer on Fantastic Four. It has suffered in the past from bad writing, intermixed with some good writing, but they need to put a good writer on this to give it justice and put them back at the forefront of the superhero groups. Okay, Unstoppable Wasp. I know everybody thinks they know about Wasp, Janet Van Dyne. Well, Unstoppable Wasp is not Janet Van Dyne. Hank Pym had a previous wife. He had a daughter with that previous wife. She was abducted by foreign agents and supposedly killed. That kid was named Nadia Van Dyne. She was raised in the Red Room, trained by, you know, the Black Widow program, same in the program that trained Winter Soldier. So she knows her way around fighting. She also has her father's intellect. She's, you know, genius level intellect. Particles to escape from the Red Room. She comes over. She gets her citizenship in the U.S. She builds her own little wasp suit, and there you have it. So, as always, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like and comment on this video, or you can go download our podcast at talknerdypodcast.com in case you don't want to see all this beauty early in the morning. You can download the podcast. You can go to iTunes. Please go to iTunes and subscribe to us on iTunes. Leave us a rating, a good rating, to help push us up toward the top of the list. And as always, I will see you guys tomorrow with more nerdy news. Goodbye.